From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. Lori London reports.
A White House official Thursday said the U.S. will look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. In a statement, it said, quote, "We have ample authority to hold accountable those who commit violence against protesters, contribute to censorship, or steal from the people of Iran." They're not tied directly to the protests. The U.S. Thursday sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the sanctions target key entities involved in Iran's missile program. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has requested an emergency U.N. meeting Friday, but Russia and other members of the U.N. Security Council are criticizing the U.S.'s call for a meeting, saying the protests are a domestic issue and do not involve threats to international peace and security. Lori London, VOA News.
The U.S. statements and sanctions are unlikely to sit well with Iranian officials who blame foreign governments for instigating the protests. The U.S. State Department said on Thursday it was suspending security assistance to Pakistan until Islamabad takes action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. This comes in the wake of President Donald Trump's New Year's Day tweet saying the U.S. leaders are being treated as fools. But Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. is calling for the two countries to remain engaged. This is VOA News. Jeff Custer reports another Nigerian schoolgirl seized in a mass abduction by Boko Haram extremists from a boarding school nearly 4 years ago has been found.
The kidnapping resulted in global outrage and drew attention to the thousands of Nigerians who have been taken by Boko Haram during its deadly insurgency over the years. More than 80 of the Chibok schoolgirls seized by the Islamic extremists were freed last year following negotiations with the government, but more than 100 remain captives. Many were forced to marry their kidnappers and have had children while in captivity. In a statement, a Nigerian military official said that Salome Pagu was rescued near Pulka village in Borno state. She had been number 86 on the list of schoolgirls abducted in Chibok. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Thursday he was responsible for a scheduled resumption of talks between North and South Korea, posting on Twitter that the impetus was his firm and strong leadership. Trump tweeted, "With all the failed experts weighing in, does anybody really believe that talks and dialogue would be going on between North and South Korea right now if I wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North?" The United States and South Korea is delaying joint military exercises after the Winter Olympics next month. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told Pentagon reporters that their postponement was simply due to logistical concerns. Mattis added that it was too soon to say whether North Korean gesture was meaningful. The Dow Jones Industrial rose above the 25,000 level for the first time on Thursday, and other major indexes hit new closing record highs again, propelled by strong global economic data that extended the New Year's rally for the stock market in the United States. Also in the United States, a massive winter storm has roared into the U.S. East Coast on Thursday, threatening to dump as much as a half a meter of snow from the Carolinas in the south to Maine in the north, and unleashing hurricane-force winds and damaging flooding. Schools and offices were closed, and thousands of flights were canceled. In Boston, Massachusetts, they hunkered down for the storm. And in New York, Andrew Cuomo, the governor, says getting around is difficult, even if you are an invincible New Yorker. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.